Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Self-leadership. I had a great time on the Thriving in Ministry podcast with Kyle Willis and Dace Clifton. Kyle asked me how I lead myself so that I can stay effective in my leadership roles. Effective and long-lasting leadership really does start with the leader's self-leadership practices. I have to know myself well, so I am a big proponent of taking as many assessments as I can. These give me a window of insight into how I'm thinking and how I'm communicating. As I get to know myself better, I can get to know the sheep around me better as well. Take a listen.
Because I think as a church member, as a congregational member, so many times our church can want so much from us, right? The sheep need a shepherd. So I want to ask you this, Craig, our third question. How are you leading yourself, your team, your church more effectively? How are you trying to be a better shepherd for your sheep?
Well, it has to start with like what I said earlier when I talked about setting margin, that I have to know myself. So I like to take those assessments, you know, like a personalities profile, or this is, you know, communication styles. Like what style do you feel most comfortable communicating in and that sort of thing. Those are very helpful for me to know myself first, because we all come with a certain bias. Like I need to learn the way that other people think and speak and operate and process. And so, you know, if it's my team members, I might have them take the same assessment. And then we sit down and have those discussions like, okay, so when you say this, here's how I'm hearing it. I bet you mean this when you say it, but using those words, this is the image that comes up in my mind. And, you know, those light bulbs start going off. Oh, okay, I get it. But sometimes you can't do that with, you know, you can't like give the assessment to everybody in your congregation and, you know, or your next door neighbor that you're trying to develop a relationship with. So you have to be around them enough to be able to observe them, to listen to them, and start to pick up on those clues and say, you know, I bet you if they were to take this assessment, they would have answered it this way. And so maybe I'm not on the same wavelength with them because I'm speaking this way, they're hearing this way. So how can I speak their dialect? How can I lead in their dialect, you know, their way, so I get on their wavelength? So it has to start with me first. I have to understand how I'm wired, how I'm naturally processing, speaking, leading, and then learning the other people. You know, just like Jesus said, you know, my sheep know my voice. At the same time, he's knowing them as well. And so I think as shepherd leaders, we have to know what our voice sounds like so that we know how the sheep are hearing it. But we also have to know how the sheep are listening so that we can speak in a voice that they're going to get.
We all have a native way of thinking, speaking, and leading. It's arrogant to think we can just say it like it is and everyone around us will immediately understand. Instead, I need to understand how my thinking and speaking dialects are unique to me, and that everyone on my team and every sheep in my pasture also have their own unique dialects. It's as I get a window of insight into the way God has uniquely wired me that I will also begin to appreciate the uniqueness of those around me. This will allow me to lovingly speak in their native dialect. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I discuss how leaders can create the time that is needed to get to know themselves and the flock that God has placed under their care. I'll be sharing more clips from this Thriving in Ministry interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.